Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Our hope is that these few minutes a day, every weekday, would be something that's encouraging, something that's helpful, something that maybe gives you a different perspective as you walk into your day. Well, today I want to talk about this idea of leadership. John Maxwell says that leadership simply is influence. Henry Blackaby, who wrote the book Experiencing God, says that spiritual leadership is helping people do what God wants them to do. Well, the truth is, in our culture, everybody is a leader. I mean, everybody has the ability to influence somebody else, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends. But honestly, you can influence people that you don't even know just by walking in the room. Now, there's a lot of bad reasons to lead. Some people lead because they want attention. Some people lead because they want the perks of it. Some people lead just because they've got this overinflated ego. There's a lot of bad reasons to lead. But today, as we think about what God has for us, we don't want the bad reasons to lead. We want the one good reason to lead. And the one good reason to lead is to add value to other people. That's what John Maxwell says. John Maxwell is a pastor, and now he's a leadership author, expert guy. And I've had the privilege of being around him and spending some time with him. But I've heard him say more times than I can count that he wants to spend his life adding value to other people. And so today, I want to encourage you, as you walk into this Tuesday, every single person can do this. Whether you've got the position of leadership, whether you feel like you're a leader, every single one of us listening to this podcast can add value today if we'll be intentional about it. Well, how do you do that? There's four quick tips on how to add value to people. And the first one, number one, is you simply have to value people. You have to value them. The cardinal sin of leadership is somebody leading people that they don't actually care about. See, here's what I believe, coming from a Christian perspective. I believe every single person is made in the image of God. They are made by God themselves. And what that means is, since they were created in the image of God, they have great value. And so if we want to add value to them, we have to see them as people that were made in the image of God. Even the ones we disagree with, even the ones that sometimes frustrate us, even the ones we just don't get along with, those people have great worth, so we need to value them. So that's tip number one. If you want to add value to people today, value them. Then number two, make yourself more valuable. Make yourself more valuable. In other words, keep growing. Keep learning. Keep downloading truth into your life. Make a commitment to become what I call a lifelong learner. Well, why would you do that? The reason why I think everybody needs to be a lifelong learner is because we have to keep growing our own selves. We can't give to people something that we don't have ourselves. We can't add the value to people that we need to add if we haven't made ourselves more valuable. That's why I love podcasts. That's why I love blogs. That's why I love audiobooks. Frankly, that's how I consume most of my books now, is just by listening to them and making notes when I hear something that rings true. But we have to make ourselves, number two, more valuable. The third tip of adding value to people is to know what they care about. Know and relate to what those other people value. See, leadership isn't, hey, I'm leading an organization. Leadership isn't, I'm leading a family. Leadership isn't, I'm leading a church. Leadership is about actually leading people. And the foundation of leading people, not a building, not an organization, but people, is based on the foundation of relationship. And so the way that relationships grow is when we find out what other people value. What I've found is that great leaders are good listeners. I mean, they really are. They listen to the people around them. They pick up on cues to what those other people think about. They also learn through that process. When they pick up those cues, even when somebody's not spelling it out, but they read between the lines, you begin to learn what they value. And then you intentionally begin to connect with those people. And I really believe that great leaders care enough just to pause and to listen. So how do you add value? Number one, value people. Number two, make yourself more valuable. Number three, know and relate to what other people value. And then number four, do the things that God values. Do the things that God values. There's a lot that you can't get done today. I can't get done today. As I'm recording this, there's a lot that, quite frankly, I would love to get done, But at the end of today, I'm not going to get it all done, but at the end of the day, I want to be able to rest my head on my pillow and be able to answer the question positively, did I do what God wanted me to do? Jesus modeled this. Philippians 2 is one of my favorite passages where it talks about God leaving heaven, coming to this earth in the form of Jesus. And when Jesus came to this earth, he came as a servant. He was somebody that added value to other people. The great coach John Wooden said it this way. He said, "Don't tell me what you're going to do, show me." And so that's my prayer for you today. That's my prayer for me today, is that we wouldn't just talk about valuing people. We wouldn't just have this idea of, well, I want to be a leader. But we, you and I, would be people that when we walk into a room, when we're hanging out with people at coffee, when we're at the gym, wherever we're at, we would see that people have value and would go out of our way to add value. Sometimes it's sharing a blog post with them. Sometimes it's emailing them a note of encouragement. Sometimes simply it's just saying hi to that person that seems lonely. Man, today, let's do the one thing that any of us can do and add value. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. Very, very soon, Chuck and I are going to be recording a podcast that we call Ask Me Anything, AMA, Ask Me Anything. So if there's a topic, theological, practical, relational, whatever that thing is that you'd love for us to tackle, we're going to record several of these episodes throughout the summer. The first one's coming up really, really soon. So just shoot me an email. It's just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Just shoot me an email. Let me know what that is, and we'll get it added to the list and get those knocked out here really soon. Have a great day. We'll see you back here for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.